물어. 그 이제 그 이야기를 했더니 나를 이렇게 쳐다보면서 나를 이렇게 보는데 가슴이 철렁했어요.
So with great nervousness, he told his wife, and she looked at him, and his heart dropped.
누가 그 일을 좋아하겠어요?
Right. Who would like that? Who would want
그,
that?
그 힘들고 어려운 일을 누가 거치려고 하겠어요? 그런데 그때 바로 그 대답이 하나님이 하라고 했으면 해야지요 하는 그 말에 지금도 이쁩니다만은 그때 정말 이뻤어요. 그래서 이렇게 나는 이게 한국 사람들은 경상도 사람들은 조금 그 무감각합니다. 근데 이제 그때 포옹을 한번 하고 이렇게 예, 좀 표현을 좀 했습니다.
Okay, that is long. Okay. So she looked at him and said, as his heart had dropped, if this is what the Lord is calling you to do, then we must do it. And so he said, though she was lovely to me before, she was even more lovely then. And being from the countryside of Korea, the men are very known to be not so affectionate. And so he said, but for the first time in a long time, he held her.
일주일 후에 그 아이가 왔어요. 근데 왔는데 나보다 먼저 뛰어나가서 그 아이를 이렇게 끌어안고 눈물로 기도하는 모습이 정말 감격스러웠었습니다.
When the child came a week later, she was the first to run out and to hold the child and pray over the tears that were falling. And he said that was one of the most touching moments.
이 일은 혼자 할 수 없는 일이기 때문에 이제 아내가 허락했고 또 하나님께서 이 일을 저에게 주셨기 때문에 이제 간절히 기도하면서 그 아이를 잘 케어했고 그래서 그 병원에서 또 의료사고로 방치된 아이들이 네 명이 우리 공동체에 오게 되었습니다.
Okay, so because this is not work that I could do on my own and now that my wife had agreed and was on board we started working earnestly for this ministry. And the hospital then sent four more children who suffered from similar conditions.
그러면서 장애인 공동체가 이제 시작이 됐습니다.
And that was the start of our disability our program for the disabled. 네, 네. Yes.
그러고 난 뒤엔 이제 그 산부인과에서 태어나자마자 장애인으로 태어난 아이들은 한국에는 장애로 태어난 아이들을 키우기가 굉장히 힘듭니다. 그래서 병원에 그냥 버려두고 가는 부모들이 많이 있다는 이야기를 들었습니다.
It's very difficult in Korea to raise children with disabilities. And so I had heard that there were many children being left or abandoned at the hospital after giving birth when they find out that their child has one disability or another.
그 아이들을 태어나면 이제 그 병원에서 두면 그 자연살 때까지 병원에서 먹이지 않는데요. 그래서 그 이야기를 듣고 충격을 받았습니다.
I was greatly traumatized by when I heard that these babies, they're not cared for at the hospital after a certain amount of time, so.
그리고 난 뒤에 하나님께서 막 그 아이들에 대한 집착을 막 주셨어요. 그냥 환청이 들리고 환상이 보이면서 그 죽어가는 아이들의 고통과 아픔의 소리를 막 이렇게 저한테 보여주셨어요. 그래서 그들의 대언자가 되지 않고는 안 되겠다는 그런 마음을 하나님께 주셨어요.
The Lord at that time filled me with a heart that felt the pain and the cries of these babies. And that's when my focus started to change for these babies and the Lord gave me a heart for them.
그래서 그들에게 그들이 총회가 있는데 총회하는 곳을 찾아갔습니다. 산부인과 총 이제 총회. 그래서 이런 아이들이 태어나면 출산한 공동체에서 아이들을 보호합니다. 그러니 그 아이들 죽게 하지 말고 낙태하지 마시고 이 아이들을 보내주시기 바랍니다. 그렇게 부탁을 했어요.
So I made a request to the department in the hospital that handles these babies that have been abandoned, and he told them that Jusarang Community Church will take and provide and protect them. So please do not abandon them, or you know, we will take full responsibility for them, and so send them to us.
왜냐하면 장애로 태어났다고 해서 그냥 이렇게 그 생명이 무참하게 이렇게 무시당하고 또 버려지고 죽어가는 그 모습은 하나님이 기뻐하지 않기 때문에.
The Lord would not be happy to see these children who are born with disabilities to be thrown and abandoned and ignored.
하나님은 우리 겉모습이나 우리 잘생긴 모습이나 많이 배운 것, 많이 가지고 있는 것 가지고 쓰지 않습니다. 하나님은 작은 자를 들어서 큰 자를 부끄럽게 하는 하나님이시기 때문에 그들의 생명이 하나님의 영광을 위해서 이 땅에 보내신 것은 분명한데 사람들이 무시하고 사람들이 소외시키고 사람들이 죽게 만드는 것은 이거는 엄청난 큰 죄악이라고 생각합니다.
I believe it is a great sin for us to abandon and to throw away children just because of their disabilities or the way they look, because God does not look at how much education we've got, how we look, what we, you know, what we wear or any of these things. He looks at the heart and he takes the weak to use and not the strong.
그래서 하나님은 저에게 그들을 품으라는 마음을 주셨기 때문에 이제 그 마음의 준비가 되어 있었습니다. 그런데 아이들이 우리 대문 앞에 갖다 놓기 시작했고 주차장에도 갖다 놓고 담벼락 밑에도 갖다 놓고 너무 길죠?
죄송합니다.
그리 한번 해보세요.
So the Lord had prepared our hearts for these kids at this point. So we were ready to accept them and to bring them in. And but we found that people were starting to leave babies now in the parking lot at our doorstep.
담벼락 밑에 옆집 주차장 공중 전화 박스 밑에 아이들이 막 갖다 놓는 거예요. 장애 아이들을. 그래서 그 아이들이 다 우리 공동체에 오게 되는 거예요. 그래서 그 장애인 공동체가 이렇게 설립이 되면서 2007년 그 5월 초에 바람 불고 추운 날이에요.
Okay. It was early May in 2007 and it was a cold morning.
그 바람 불고 추운 날에 새벽 3시 20분에 전화가 왔어요. 우리 집사람이 전화를 받았는데 우리 아이가 장애 아이로 태어났습니다. 그리고 도저히 키울 수가 없어서 대문 앞에 갖다 놓고 갑니다. 그리고 미안합니다. 죄송합니다. 그리고 이 전화를 끊었어요.
We got a call at 3:20 on a cold morning and my wife answered the phone and all she heard was I have a child with a disability and I can no longer care for this child. You know, please take care of him and he's on your doorstep and that was it.
밖에 뛰쳐나가 보니까 고양이가 주위를 돌고 있었고 거기에 요만한 그 생선 박스가 놓여 있었습니다. 그 박스를 열어보니까 갓 태어난 아이 그리고 미숙아 있었어요. 미숙아 작은 아이 스몰 아주 작은 베이비.
When they went outside, there was a cat that was circling this box, and it was because it was a box that had fish in it, And in this box was wrapped a premature baby, very small.
갖다 놓은 지 오래돼 가지고 저체온이 온 상태고 그 아이를 이렇게 끌어안았는데 섬뜩하고 오싹한 마음, 이렇게 좀 시체를 끌어안는 그런 마음이 생겨요. 이제 그런 마음이 들면서 그 아이를 데리고 계단에 한 계단 두 계단 올라오기 시작했습니다.
Sorry.
이 박스에 있는 아이를 이제 끌어안을 때 오싹하고.
He, the baby had already suffered from hypothermia because he was already very cold. And so when he had lifted the baby up from the box, he felt like he was carrying a corpse already, like the baby had already died. So he, you know, he felt very badly.
그 계단을 올라오는데 갑자기 두려운 마음이 생겼습니다. 자칫 잘못하면 우리 대문 앞에서 아이들의 사체가 발견되기 쉽겠다는 그런 두려운 마음이 생겼어요.
As he was taking the child up the stairs, suddenly he had this fear that if you know he could end up finding all these dead babies on the doorsteps.
그리고 올라와서 이제 아이를 따뜻하게 하고 우리 집사람하고 이야기를 하는 동안 그러면 아이들을 갖다 놓을 수 있는 안전한 장소를 하나 제공하자 이렇게 답이 나왔습니다.
As I was warming the baby and speaking to my wife, we were talking, and that's when I said we should provide a box that would keep the baby safe.
그게 지금 베이비 박스가 됐습니다.
And that has become the baby box.
지금은 베이비 박스와 베이비 룸이 이렇게 두 군데가 되었습니다. 네.
There is now a baby box and a baby room.
지금까지 들어온 아이들이 1,262명 아이가 들어왔습니다.
1,262 babies have come through the box.
베이비 박스를 처음 만들어 놓고는 이제 그 잘 모르니까 얼마 들어오지 않았습니다만은 언론이 이걸 알게 함으로부터 많이 들어오기 시작했고 또 2012년 8월 달부터 더 많이 들어왔습니다.
So there was a great increase from August 2012. But in the beginning, not a lot of people knew about it, so they didn't have that many. But as the rumor started and as people started talking about it, there was an increase in the numbers of babies that were left.
왜냐하면 입양 특례법이 개정이 됐어요. 그래서 2012년 8월 달부터 베이비 박스에 한 달에 25명, 30명씩 들어오기 시작했어요.
So from that time in August 2012 there were about
25명에서 30명.
About 25 to 30 babies being left every month.
막 정신이 없었습니다.
It was turmoil. It was chaos.
뭐 아이들 막 13명 이렇게 있으면 밤새도록 우유 주다 보면은 이렇게 아침이 되고 그렇게 막 이렇게 시간이 막 가기 시작했어요.
We started spending. I mean, it would take all night just to feed 13 babies, and it would be in the morning, and that's just how the time just went taking care of these children.
어떻게 된 일이냐 물어보니까 입양 특례법이 개정이 됐다고 그래요. 그래서 어떤 거냐면 출생 신고를 하지 않으면 아이들을 보호할 수가 없다는 정부의 그 법이 바뀌어진 거예요.
So the law, the adoption laws changed in Korea at that time, and that's what they believe has caused the increase. It's to the point where when babies are born in Korea, they must be registered. But without the registration, nothing can be done. And a lot of these babies could not be registered.
이것은 이 법은 생명보다 법을 더 이렇게 중요시한 법이에요. 그래서 생명을 버릴 수밖에 없는 법을 만들고 말았어요.
So this law puts law above life, and it, they made it so that life could be not, you know, not important.
그래서 그 법을 다시 개정하기 위해서 굉장한 노력을 많이 했지만 법이 개정이 되질 않았습니다.
Though we put a lot of effort into trying to get this law changed, it hasn't changed yet.
출생 신고를 하지 않으면 안 되는 법이고 또 입양 간 아이들을 이렇게 양 친부모를 찾을 수 있는 그런 이제 법이고 또 입양을 더 이제 좀 완벽하게 하기 위해서 좀 법을 이제 좀 강력하게 만들었다고 할까요? 그래서 신고하는 법이 허가를 받아야 되는 법으로 이제 그 바뀌어졌어요. 그래서 입양도 되지 않고 또 이 아이들이 생명이 노출 생명의 위험에 노출돼서 그냥 버릴 수밖에 없는 그런 법으로 악법이 되고 말았습니다.
So the law was originally made to strengthen the adoption policies, but instead what it did was it made it so a lot of these mothers had no choice but to throw their children away because without registration, without registering the birth of your child, nothing else could take place. They can't be adopted, they can't, you know, they can't, just nothing else works to protect them. There's no protection over them, so.
그래서 제가 하나님의 은혜로 태아의 생명을 살리는 낙태 반대 운동을 하게 됐고 그리고 태어난 생명을 살리는 안전하게 보호하는 법을 보호하는 또 미혼모들의 도피처가 되는 그러니까 태아의 생명을 살리고 태어난 생명도 뭐 안전하게 보호하고 미혼모들이 아이를 안전하게 키울 수 있는 법을 만들자 그래서 생명 살리기 운동을 하기 시작했어요.
So I started a movement to save life. The three aspects of it is one, to protect the children in utero, and then to protect the child when it's born, and then to protect these single mothers.
이제는 그 일을 하기 시작하면서 미혼모들 엄마들을 싱글 맘들을 만나기 시작했어요. 그 만나서 그들에게 칭찬을 하게 했고 그리고 위로를 하게 했고 성교육을 했고요. 또 상처 입은 그 마음을 치유하는 프로그램을 또 이렇게 도입을 했고요. 그리고 주님을 영접해서 엄마가 이 아이에서 기도하는 엄마가 되라. 칭찬과 위로.
Then they were comforted, and then they were given sex education, and then they were.
예, 칭찬과 위로와 성교육, 그리고 치유, 치유 상처만 상처 입은 그러니까 이제 그 뭐야 출산 우울증, 출산 우울증.
So it was to and also to help them with many suffered from postpartum depression. A lot of them were having physical ailments after giving birth. So all of those things were included in his movement.
그리고 주님을 영접해서 이 아이에 대한 엄마로서 기도하는 엄마가 되었으면 좋겠다. 그렇게 부탁을 하면 그렇게 하겠대요.
And then he led them to Christ to become praying mothers for their children.
그래서 그 엄마들 이제 축복 기도하고 다시 한번 카운슬링을 해서 정말 키울 수 없겠느냐, 포기하겠느냐 그렇게 물었을 때 어떤 엄마들은 나 졸업할 때까지 키워주십시오. 그러면 졸업할 때까지 키워줘. 취직할 때까지 또 뭐 방 얻을 때까지 키워주십시오. 여러 아이들이 부탁이 있었는데 그 부탁하는 대로 다 키워줬습니다. 그래서 87명의 아이들이 지금 우리 공동체에서 키워줘서 데려가서 키우고 있습니다.
So 87 of these children actually returned back to their mothers. Because after they're provided with this period of education and healing and protection and prayer, Pastor Lee asks them, "Do you really, really want to leave your child?" And 87 of them have come back and said, "Just, you know, please take care of my baby until I graduate or until I finish, you know, work or education or finding a place to live or getting a job. And he has done that, and 87 have returned to their mothers.
그리고 베이비 박스 데리러 왔다가 맡기러 왔다가 그 카운슬링을 통해서 다시 데리고 가는 엄마들이 많이 생겨나기 시작했어요. 왜냐하면 우리가 아이를 키울 수 있도록 지원을 해주면 데려가서 키우겠다.
So when they come for counseling, and after some mothers come to drop off their babies, and they undergo counseling, and after such counseling, he asks and gives them the opportunity to give them information and instruction on how to care for this child if they want to take their child back. And he's seeing an increase in the number of mothers who actually come to drop off their babies, but actually take them back.
그래서 쌀, 기저귀, 분유, 생필품, 아이들 장난감, 옷, 네, 이렇게 다 보내줍니다. 그리고 돈도 20만 원씩, 15만 원씩 보내줬어요. 예, 그래서 지금 120명 이게 넘게 아이들을 데리고 가서 키우고 있습니다.
So 120 mothers have returned with their babies. Pastor Lee provides them with everything that they might need: formula, diapers, toys, clothes, and even some cash to help them.
어쨌든 필요한 것을 다 이렇게 지원해 주니까 이렇게 키울 수 있도록 그렇게 지금 아이들을 잘 키우고 있고요. 왜냐하면 그 아이들이 엄마 품에 있을 때 가장 행복하니까 엄마 품으로 돌려보내는 그 일을 하기 시작했습니다. 그래서 지금 잘 키우고 있고요. 지금 65가정만 지금 이제 지원하고 있습니다. 그 다른 아이들은 아이들이 다 컸기 때문에 3년 동안 지원하고 이제 끊습니다.
So he supports them for 3년, 3 years, and then they're on their own. But he's able to.
65가족.
Yes, there's 65 families right now that he's working with.
그것도 65가족 도와주는 것도 1년에 3억 6천 7천 들어가요.
3억이면.
장로님.
3억이 100,000. So it cost around about $300,000 a year just to support 65 families.
그래서 우리의 열매가 주사랑 공동체 열매가 바로 거기에 있습니다. 아주 굉장히 행복해하고 이번에 여름 수련회를 했는데 그 딸들이 다 와서 너무 행복하다고 하는 것을 또 애들이 이렇게 막 커서 이렇게 막 돌아다니니까 너무 예뻤어요. 그리고 너무 행복했습니다.
So we had a reunion over the summer and they were able to see all these young babies growing and happy and everyone has been happy. One thing he did say that I forgot was one of the biggest reasons why their mission has kind of shifted to returning their babies back to their mothers is because truly the child is happiest in their mother's arms, right? So.
시간이 많지 않기 때문에 뭐 일일이 다 이야기를 할 수가 없을 것 같고요. 그래서 지금 주사랑 공동체가 정부 도움 없이 여러분들이 기도하고 후원하고 또 이제 봉사하고 해서 그 많은 사람들 장애인 공동체도 아주 행복하게 지금 잘 이렇게 지내고 있고요. 또 미혼모들도 아주 행복하게 잘 아이들 키우면서 이렇게 살아가고 있습니다. 여러분들 함께 기도하고 동력해 주시니까 이 정부에서도 하지 못하는 이 일들을 하게 되지요. 하나님은 우리에게 말씀하시지요. 작은 자들을 섬기는 것이 바로 나를 섬긴다고 주님께서 나한테 한 것이라고 말씀하셨지요.
So, we are able.
편안하게 하십시오. 하나 안 나요.
말씀하시니까. Through your prayers, the volunteers, through the donations, and through your love, We have been able to grow and to and we're very happy. And their facilities for the disabled has grown, and everyone's happy and doing well. Our single mothers are also doing well, and this is all thanks to everyone's prayers and support and God's love.
하나님께서 우리를 왜 자기 자녀로 불러주셨냐? 계속 그냥 하시 따라 하세요 그냥.
Yeah. Why has God called us to be His children?
하나님의 영광을 위해서 우리의 생명을 지금까지 지켜 주시고 계십니다.
It is for His glory that He has protected us and our lives.
하나님의 영광은 하나님을 사랑하되 마음을 다하고 계속 하세요. 마음을 다하고 뜻을 다하고 성품을 다하고 또 목숨을 다해 하나님을 사랑하라고 그렇게 말씀하셨지요.
God has said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your might.
그리고 내 이웃을 그와 같이 내 몸과 같이 사랑하라고 말씀했습니다.
And to love your neighbors as yourself.
내 이웃을 내 몸과 같이 사랑하라.
To love your neighbors as yourself.
자, 이게 쉬운 것 같지만 내가 하나님 앞에 헌신하지 않으면 그게 잘 안 됩니다. 인색한 마음이 생겨요. 그래서 누가복음에 보면은 선한 사마리아인이 나오죠. 율법사가 예수님께 다가옵니다. 내가 영생을 얻으려면 어떻게 해야 됩니까? 그러니까 예수님께서 하나님을 사랑하고 이웃을 내 몸과 같이 사랑하라고 말씀했어요.
The Lord taught us that when
하나님을 사랑하고 내 이웃을 사랑하라고 말씀했어요.
To love the Lord your God and to love your neighbors as yourself.
근데 내 이웃이 누구니까?
But who is my neighbor?
근데 예수님께서 선한 사마리아인의 비유를 말씀했어요. 그래서 강도 만난 자가 있다. 선한 사마리아인의 비유. 선한 사마리아인의 이야기를 했다 이거예요. 그래서 선한 사마리아인이 강도를 만났어요.
So the Good Samaritan, the story of the Good Samaritan, he was attacked by the robbers, right? Yes.
강도를 만나 그만 주고 가는데 제사장이 지나갔어요. 레위인도 지나갔어요. 그러나 선한 사마리아인은 빨리 다가가서 그에게 기름과 포도주를 붓고 그의 생명을 돌아봤죠.
Yeah. It was the Samaritan who actually stopped. We know this story, right? That and gave him wine and took care of him and carried him.
그렇게 하시면서 선한 이들의 이 강도 만난 자의 이웃이 누구냐 말씀했을 때 자비를 베푼 사람이다. 그렇게 이 말씀했지요. 그러면 우리는 무엇을 해야 되느냐? 강도 만난 자들의 이웃이 된 선을 베풀어야 된다 이 말.
It is we have to be the ones who are there to help our neighbor who has fallen, who has been robbed, who has been hurt.
자, 강도 만난 자를 보고 지나간 제사장과 레위인은 그 강도 만난 사람에게 있으라 만한 사람이에요.
So the rabbi and the priest, who walked by are not our neighbors.
왜냐하면 죽어가는 사람을 보고 그냥 지나갔으니까.
Because they just passed him by.
그러나 선한 사마리아인은 다가와서 그를 생명을 살렸단 말이에요.
But it was a Samaritan who came and got and saved him.
자, 여러분은 있으나 마나한 사람이 되겠습니까? 아니면 꼭 필요한 사람이 되겠습니까?
Will you choose to be a useless person or someone that is useful?
하나님은 저에게 선물 아들을 선물로 주셔서 그를 통해서 원래 이 긍휼의 마음이 없고 선한 마음이 없었지만 하나님이 나를 사랑하고 나를 또 자녀 삼으신 그 은혜를 깨달았기 때문에 하나님께서 이제 그 이 시대에 강도 만난 자들을 보고 이렇게 지나가지 않고 바로 그들을 끌어안고 그들을 사랑할 수 있도록 하나님께서 지금까지 인도하셨습니다.
So the Lord has gifted me with my son, and through this gift, I am able to give and to provide the love and the comfort and the help to those who are in need.
그래, 시간이 다 됐죠? 시간.
How are we on time? 응? Where's Jason?
이게 됐다는 다 됐다는 거예요?
Oh, do we have more time or? 어. Oh, you have more time. 시간 좀 더.
아, 더 있대요. 자, 누가 보면 이제 너도 가서 그렇게 하라. 이 말씀이 나와요. 이제 우리는 부름을 받은 사람이고 우리는 천국에 소망이 있는 사람들이에요.
So in Luke, God says, "You and be that person too." And through God, we have been called.
우리에게 주님께서 명령하신 것은 돕고 구제하고 선교하는 일입니다.
We have been ordered by the Lord to help, and to share the gospel.
이 일에 우리가 인색함이 있고 이 일에 게으름이 있으면 주님 앞에 섰을 때 책망을 받을 겁니다.
And if we are obedient. Then we can stand before the Lord and
주님 앞에 섰을 때 책망을 받을 것이라고 이제 돕고 구제하고 선교하지 아니하면 인색하면
Okay, so it's the opposite. Sorry. Then we won't be able to stand in front of the Lord.
그러니까 긍휼한 마음이 없으면 우리가 하나님을 사랑하는 마음이 없고 이웃을 사랑하는 마음이 없으면 회개해야 돼 회개.
We must repent if we don't have a heart for our neighbors.
그래서 내 도움이 필요한 자에게 기꺼이 내가 그들을 도와줄 수 있고 그들의 위로자가 될 수가 있고 그들의 행복이 될 수 있는 사람이 돼야 돼요.
We must be the person to be able to provide the love, the happiness, and the help that our neighbors need.
우리가 다른 사람들을 성공시키는 다른 사람들을 행복케 하는 이 일에 부름을 받은 사람들이란 말이에요.
We have been called to be the ones to give the success and the
부름을 받았어요.
Yeah. So we've been called to be that person to for others.
이 일을 하지 않고 인색한 마음을 가지고 있으면 내 행복이 없어요.
We won't have our own happiness if we do not follow this calling.
기쁨이 없어요.
We have no joy.
교회 나와도 감격과 감동이 없어요.
Even if we go to church, we don't feel anything.
천국에 소망도 없어요.
We have no hope in heaven.
선한 일을 했을 때 주님의 이름으로 그들에게 다가가서 그들을 섬기고 사랑할 때에 진정한 행복이 있다는 것.
We find our happiness when we go towards pursue those who need us and we give them comfort and we give them help.
네. 주사랑 공동체가 이렇게 하나님께서 계획하시고 목적하신 뜻을 이루어 가는 그러한 일에 순종했을 뿐입니다.
God's calling for Jusarang Community Church in the work that God has called us to do to love and to be there for others.
이 사람이 특별한 사람이 아닙니다. 여러분과 똑같은 사람이에요.
I'm not special. I'm just like every one of you.
여러분도 제가 있는 자리에 있으면 저와 같이 했을 것입니다.
If you were in my shoes, you would have done the same thing.
감사합니다.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. 수고했습니다.
All right. At this time, we're going to transition to our question answer.
머리슨 장로님 잠깐 나오세요. 셔틀맨 머리슨. 같이 이렇게 앉아서.
Alright. At this time, we're going to transition to question and answer.
Yeah. 소개 좀 해주세요. 셀튼 머슨에게 아까.
This is something not totally in the program. Pastor Lee, you're really out of the order, but we forgive you. No, just kidding. So my name is Steve Morrison. I'm the founder of MPEC Mission to Promote Adoption of Kids. We focused past 17, 18 years on promoting adoption within Korea by Korean nationals, and by Korean Americans and other Americans here. And our mission is clear: let the children grow up in homes. Every child deserves a home of his own, said my friend Harry Holt. And I lived at Ilsan Orphanage in Korea, and I was there when I was 6 years old, and I lived there for 8 long years before I got adopted at age 14. That's why my name is Morrison, and I proudly bear that name. And because of my parents' deep love for me, they had 3 children by themselves, biological children, adopted 2 children from Korea, and I was the 5th one. And they really loved us. And because of their love and care, I started really trying to study, doing well in school, that I didn't want to study in Korea. So I got a new sense of purpose and dream. And because of my parents' prayer and their love, I was able to graduate from Purdue University with aeronautical and astronautical engineering. Right now, I'm working at the Aerospace Corporation in El Segundo, working on GPS-3 satellite program. So it's really, really exciting field. If you ever use iPhone or Samsung, use the navigation, just remember you have a friend named Steve Morrison in that business. And yeah, I'm just so proud to be in that part. And this is because God graciously loved my parents enough and, you know, gave them a message to adopt a boy like me at age 14. And so, the thing, and many years forward, fast forward, and he gave me a burden, and where I'm still working to find an organization called the Mission to Promote Adoption in Korea at that time, MPAK, M-P-A-K. Now it's of kids, because we want to make it global. We want to spread the message of adoption, not only in Korea, but in China as well. And we started with the orphanage support in China starting last year. And we're doing fundraising events. And it's sort of like a God telling me, what you were before, there are so many other kids like you. What will you do for them? And that was a message that really changed my life when God told me that. So by bringing about positive changes in the Korean adoption culture, helping children grow up in families, that was my mission, God-given mission, and that's what we've been doing. So if you want to learn more about MPAK, just search MPAK, MPAK.org, MPAK.com, that is. And another thing is that how am I related to Pastor Lee and what he does? Well, the producer of the Dropbox, Brian Ivey, approached me one day wanting to know more about Pastor Lee and Baby Box. And he came to me. He was a USC student at that time. And so I helped him out. And I gave him a lot of advice and who to go, you know, who to interview and things like that. And after he shot a lot of the footage at Baby Box, he came back to me and he interviewed me for like hours, like 10 hours. But in the movie, he only put like 10 seconds of my bad boy Brian. But I love it. Yeah. So, but anyway, so I'm so grateful to God because we both represent voices of children that cannot be voices for themselves. You know, for little babies, for little orphans that need homes. And we're the voice in combined in one heart. And we are carrying out God's purpose in our life and God's love for those children. And so for me, it's like putting back something that I benefited from. And I'm so thankful to God. And Pastor Lee came this time to attend our fundraising gala that's going to be held coming Thursday, November 2nd. And and I'm so glad that Jason, where are you? Jason is a big sponsor, and thank you. You know, through Jason, I'm meeting all of you today. And so Pastor Lee, we raised the funds in the first year for Pastor Lee, $110,000 to support the Baby Box, our fundraising gala. And last year, we did our second fundraising gala for special needs orphans in China and Korea. And we donated $180,000. And this year, our target is aging out orphans. When the orphans, when they go into the orphanages, they live 18 years of their lives kind of wasting away in the orphanages, and they're forced out when they're 18. And that's true in China as well as in Korea. And where do they go? They're not prepared to be adults. And a lot of them turn to crime, and a lot of girls turn to prostitution and become pregnant. And because they can't raise their babies, they return the babies back to orphanages, and cycle begins again. So our title for this gala is Breaking the Cycle. Help us to break the cycle. So we want to sponsor and help like a scholarship, you know, for them if they want to go to school and study, and provide some shelter, for temporary shelter where they can stay, or maybe until they get job placement and get mentorship and training, counseling. And that's the thing that we're doing. And that's why Pastor Lee kind of, he feels that he has some ownership of this gala because it started with him, and he wants to come every single year to support us. 매년마다 우리 행사에 와주셔서 감사하고요. So he's like my 형, you know. he's a couple of years older than me. 그리고 사모님 너무 존경하고 사랑하고. And I thank you for bringing him and inviting him, hearing his story. And I thank you for my little speech here. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. So we're gonna go ahead and
여기 앉아서 이렇게 예, 통역도 해주고 저 우리 자매님도 와서 같이 좀 하시고 그럼 좋겠어요. 예. 네. 질문.
So I'm gonna go ahead now and invite Jason Han. Jason is on our core team in our Bridge Ministry, and he's gonna come and lead us in a short time of question and answer. We got some of the questions that you guys have written down during lunch, and we also had some other starter questions just to get the discussion going. So let's go ahead and welcome Jason.
I just want to give a real big credit to Esther, who's really done an outstanding job. Thank you, Esther. It's kind of tricky because, you know, when he mentions Ibyang Tungnapbop, and there's no way you know what that is. So because I've been with him and I know that everything that he and I've been through, Ibyang Tungnapbop, that's a special adoption law. So because of that, I think maybe I can be of more help in terms of terminology and things like that. But you did an excellent job. Thank you.
Thank you. thank you, Stephen, Pastor Lee. So at this time, we'll transition to our Q&A. We have a few questions that our team came up with to start off with, so we'll kick off with those, And then we have some of the questions that you guys wrote down on the note cards and submitted. So we'll try to get to as many as possible, but it is possible that we may not have all the time. So we'll kick off with this first question. And Steve will have to translate, obviously. So Pastor Lee, you have said that your hope is that one day the baby box will no longer have to exist. Okay, so what changes? So what changes need to happen on an individual level, as well as in our society as a whole, for that to happen?
Baby box가 이제 없어지고 baby box의 아이들이 들어오지 않게 하는 이 법을 이번에 저희들이 개정을 했습니다. 제정을.
So we are revising the law to try to fulfill that law, fulfill that dream where babies don't have to come to our baby box.
법적, 제도적, 행정적으로 불합리한 일들이 그 많이 있기 때문에 요 부분을 요번에 다시 개정을 했습니다.
Because there are so many flaws with the adoption law,
제정,
we are working hard
다시 만들었다,
revise the law.
그래서 그 법을 지금 국회에 제출하고 국회에 지금 그 법사위에 계류 중에 있는 걸로 알고 있습니다.
And it has been submitted to the National Congress, and they are being they are considering that law right now.
어떤 법이냐 하면은 출산 익명 제도입니다.
So the 출산 익명제 means like a right of anonymous birth.
이게 임신 때부터 출산까지 정부에서 책임져 주는 겁니다.
And also it's a law that will help unwed mothers that Korea will take responsibility of taking care of the unwed mothers from the birth to the before the birth to the birth. You know.
지금은 출생 신고를 구청에서 하는데 이 새로 개정된 법은 병원에서 태어나자마자 자동적으로 병원에서 출산 신고가 됩니다.
So the current law is where adoption is notified to the local authorities, but and registered, and also, but this new law will allow children to be registered while they're still in the hospital.
이 법은 그러니까 철저하게 익명을 보장을 해달라고 하면 엄마가 결객 사유가 있는 사람들. 도저히 아이를 키울 수가 없고 이 아이가 엄마하고 있으면 불행하다고 느껴질 때는 단독 호적을 만듭니다.
So when an unwed mother finds herself and they've determined that she there's just no way that she can raise these children, then they'll give the anonymity right for the children.
그 아이는 단독 호적이 됐기 때문에 바로 입양 기관으로.
And after,
and
when that happens, these children are handed over to adoption agencies to be adopted.
그 기록은 입양 기관과 법원에 기록이 되어 있기 때문에 언제든지 본인만 그 이렇게 연락할 수 있는 그런 제도로 됩니다.
And the adoption agency and the Korea Adoption Services will keep those. Records and no one will be able to access, like in the past they can, but now they cannot access other than the person in question.
엄마가 키우려고 할 때는 엄마 호적에 그 출생 신고를 하고 엄마한테 적극적인 지원을 키울 수 있는 지원을 해줍니다.
And if the mother wants to raise their own children, the registration will happen under her record. And the government will support the mothers, the unwed mothers, to raise the children.
이 아이들이 보육원에 가면 한 달에 120만 원 정도 이렇게 나오는데.
If they're sent to orphanage, it costs the government about $1,200 per month.
미혼모들한테는 100만 원만 이렇게 지원을 해도 키울 수가 있습니다.
And if that money is given to unwed mothers, even $1,000, they can raise them.
그리고 이제 임신만 시키고 도망간 그 남자들을 아기 아빠들을 이제 책임감을 이렇게 주기 위해서 끝까지 정부에서 추적하는 법입니다.
And for those unresponsible or irresponsible fathers who started this with the unwed mothers by impregnating them, and the government will search after them to the end, so they'll be responsible.
그래서 이 아이가 성인이 될 때까지 양육비를 지원해야 됩니다.
And he needs to support the baby until the baby is adult.
그러면 성적인 문란도 이렇게 정리가 되고 또 원치 않는 아이가 태어나지 않습니다.
So that will prevent the unusual sexual behavior and also prevent children that are being born that are not wanted.
이 법이 통과되면 아기들을 이렇게 유기할 필요가 없습니다. 버릴 필요가 없습니다.
So once this law becomes the law, then there will be no need for children to be abandoned.
그때는 베이비 박스가 상징적으로 남겠죠.
So that's when probably baby box will no longer be needed.
Great, thank you. We have heard how the film director Brian Ivey became a Christian through encountering you and your ministry. How have you seen God changing and transforming other people and churches through you and your wife? And the second part of that is, did you ever think that you would have the kind of impact that you could by simply obeying God's call?
Brian은 이게 크리스천을 위장해서 왔습니다.
Brian came to me by pretending to be Christian.
나무 십자가를 걸고 이렇게 왔어요.
He had a big wooden cross on his neck.
식사 기도 하는데 이렇게 기도.
During the when we said the prayer for the grace for meal, he would go like this.
너 크리스천이야 아닌가 맞다고.
And are you a Christian or not? He said, I am.
이제 밤을 때 기도하고 촬영을 하면서 촬영을 하면서 굉장히 깊이 들어가기 시작했어요.
So he stayed in our facility and he really went deeply into taking the scenes of our children, our daily lives.
처음에는 그 5분 10분짜리 졸업 작품을 하러 왔었습니다.
So he really went there to take 5 to 10 minute documentary for his graduation purpose project. You know.
찍다 보니까 자기 자신도 모르게 몰입이 됐어요.
And when as he was taking the shots and doing the story, he became more and more involved and was more motivated.
하나님의 그 생명 사랑에 대한 그 하나님의 사랑을 느끼기 시작했어요.
And he began to realize how God loves these precious lives.
촬영을 하면서 얼굴색이 달라지고 어떨 때는 울기도 하고.
As he took those pictures, his face turned different colors, and also sometimes he would cry.
제가 예수님을 구주로 영접하겠다고, 예수 믿겠다고.
And he said, "I want to become a Christian by accepting the Lord."
Okay. 그래서 복음을 전했죠.
And he spread the gospel to him.
믿겠다고. 그래서 축복 기도를 했습니다.
And he prayed for him.
그때부터 촬영을 장소 옮길 때마다 기도하기 시작했어요.
And from then, whenever he changed the scenes, he started praying.
그 스태프들이 예수 믿는 친구들이 5, 6명 있었습니다.
So there were 5 or 6 believers with him, the friends that went with him.
그들한테도 자기 마음을 막 이야기했어요.
And he opened up his heart to them too.
그러면서 나는 이제 그리스도를 내 구주로 영접하겠다고 믿겠다고.
And I want to let you know that I have accepted the Lord as my Savior.
그래서 영화 촬영 동안 컨셉이 바뀌었습니다.
And the concept began to change during the rest of the shooting.
5분짜리가 15분, 30분, 나중에 40분, 140분, 180분까지 갔습니다.
Yeah, the 5 minute became 10 minutes, 10 minute became 20 minutes, 30 minutes. That one hour, it went up to 3 hours.
왜 이렇게 길게 하냐 그랬더니
Why are you doing so long?
이제 하나님의 영광을 위해서 일을 해야 되겠다.
I'm doing for the glory of God.
이 브라이언이 지금은 정말 진정한 크리스찬이고 아버지, 할머니, 아버지, 어머니, 동생까지 다 온 집안이 다 예수 믿고 할머니는 올해 올 초에 천국 가셨는데 성경을 이독하고 가셨대요.
Yeah, so Brian is now a real true Christian, and through his influence, his entire family became Christians. His parents, his father and mother, and he, even his grandparents. And when his grandmother passed away last year, she read the Bible twice from the cover to cover.
엄마는 바이블 리더래요.
His mother, Tommy, is her name. She's the Bible study leader.
지금 책을 써서 간증하러 다닙니다. 여기 한번 브라이언 좀 오게 했으면 좋겠어요.
And Brian goes everywhere, testifying God's love, and you might want to invite him here one day.
지난주 3주 전에 만났습니다.
I met him here 3 weeks ago.
한국 아버지 왔다고 아버지.
He said, "My Korean father, Daddy." 아버지. And he helped him.
미국에 훌륭한 아들이 있습니다. 올 때마다 항상
so
이렇게 마음이 뿌듯합니다.
So I have a real great son in America.
Oh, that's a beautiful, great story. Thank you. One other question that we have is the Dropbox. So the Dropbox film came out in 2014. So how has that increased awareness about your ministry specifically and changed you personally? And how you think about your ministry and what you want to do?
그 이후로 베이비박스에 변화된 일이 얼마나 많은지
영화 때문에 영화가 시작되고 난 뒤에 많은 사람들이 관심을 갖게 됐고
There's so many people who started taking interest in our baby box.
동남아에 왔던 사람들도 베이비 박스 때문에 한국에 베이비 박스를 찾게
and
되고.
People from even Southeast Asia, they saw the movie and they came and visited.
그래서 세계 여러 나라에서 함께 기도하고 후원하고 봉사해 주셔서.
And there were many prayers and supports from all over the world.
장애인 공동체도 아주 시설이 좋아졌습니다.
And the facility for special needs that has become really well taken care of or remodeled.
베이비 박스도 베이비 룸과 함께 시설이 굉장히 좋아졌습니다.
Even the building with the baby box, the facility has been upgraded, including what we could now call baby room.
면모들에게도 지원이 더욱 더 많아져서
And we're able to support unwed mothers
안전하게
too.
키울 수 있도록 지원하고
so they
있습니다.
Can raise their children in safety.
그리고 직원들이 이제 나를 돕는 직원들이 많이 생겼습니다.
And I have more workers under me that helps me out.
앞으로 재단 법인과 사단 법인과 복지 법인을 세워서 이제 그 사회 복지를 위해서 지금 하고 우리 공동체가 베이비 박스에 들어온 아이들을 끝까지 돌봐주는 그러니까 그 아이들이 성인이 돼서 보육원에서 나오면 자립을 시켜주는 그 일까지 지금 계획하고 있습니다.
So he's right now in the works of making the baby box become more official or recognized government entity of like a non-profit and also he wants to have a facility where if when children's come in they can also stay and able to stay until they're 18 and he's going to help them to prepare to become more independent when they grow up.
그리고 그건 나중에 얘기하겠습니다.
I think we have time for a couple more, but one of the questions that somebody came in, and I think this is a good one, so I'll add to it a little bit, but one is, how many children do you have, and how do you keep track of all their names?
I feel like
I'm the father with the greatest number of children.
1,262명의 아이들이 다 내 자녀입니다.
I feel like all those 1,262 children are all my children.
또 그 부모들도 다 아버지라고 그래요.
Not only that, their mothers, they call me father.
지금 함께 살고 있는 이렇게 식구들은 지금 장애인 공동체 18명이 함께 하고 있습니다.
And the children that are living with me, they're all special needs. There are 18 of them.
그 아이들이 다 자녀예요.
And they're all my children, lawfully, legally children, my children, adopted.
So we heard about, Pastor Wayne was talking about a little bit of just how busy you've been just even coming here and flying out a couple days ago and going to all of these events. So one of the questions that we had was, what do you do when you're tired or discouraged, right? Is there anything specific that you do? And are there any particular scripture verses or truths from the Bible that fuel your faith and love?
Verse from
Psalm
8편 11절이죠.
108, 12 verse, verse 12, and it goes like, my God, who is a source of my strength, and how I love thee.
그리고 또 10편 1편 말씀을 항상 좋아하고 또 이렇게 묵상하고 있습니다.
I also contemplate on Psalm 1 as well.
가장 좋아하는 성경 구절은 요한복음 3장 16절 말씀입니다.
My favorite is John 3:16.
목회 철학은 갈라디아서 6장 7절 말씀입니다.
The direction or the 목회 철학. The philosophy of pastoral is comes from Galatians 5:16.
6장 7절 말씀.
Galatians 6:7. Don't be deceived. God is not pleased with masses.
하나님은 만월의 여김을 받지 아니하시나니.
He is not looking for
만홀이 그냥 하나님은 그 나를 그 내가 하나님은 그 가정한 짓을 할 때 하나님은 그 나를 만홀이 여기지 않는다는 거죠. 만홀이 여김을 받지 않는다는 거죠.
Yeah, he's not deceived by human platitude.
사람이 무엇을 심든지 심는 대로 거두느니라.
And you will reap the way you sow.
이 말씀은 우리가 육신의 장막을 입고 있을 때에 삶의 그 모든 가치관이 주님 앞에 가면 다 나타나기 때문에 무엇을 심든지 그대로 거두기 때문에 항상 두려운 마음을 가지고 목회를 하고 있습니다.
So I pastor with a fearful heart. Because I have to be very careful because whatever I sow, I'm going to reap that. So that's how I look at my ministry.
Okay. I think that's all the time we have for questions.
I have one more. Yep. Pastor Lee, while he was sharing his stories, because he made the baby box and lots of babies started coming in, and especially through the news media, there's been a lot of people who levied criticism against him, saying, because you have the box, it encourages more abandonment. You need to shut it down. And the Korean government started taking that opinion. And there are some anti-adoption groups in Korea that's been advocating that. So my answer to that is that people are being confused with the reason for abandonment. The abandonment cause has already happened because of the law. The law says in order for an unwed mother to give up their baby for adoption, they cannot do it the old way, where they can just go to adoption agencies and just sign away the paper. In order to do that, they have to register their babies first. That's the law. That's ridiculous law, really. And because lots of unwed mothers, in fact, most of them, wants to stay anonymous, they don't want their records to have this past, unwanted past, especially when they're planning to get married in later days. And so it's really uncomfortable for unwed mothers to have this kind of past recorded on their birth registry. So that's the reason why a lot of unwed mothers decide to abandon their babies through the streets. And so many have been killed, abandoned on the streets, trash dumps. And over the years, as the baby has gotten to be more widespread known, more and more unwed mothers brought their babies. Why? They were having the same problem. In their hearts, they have already abandoned their baby. They didn't want them. They want to get out under from the burden of having to raise their children. So they sought a way. Do I kill? Do I just dump them in the street? Or should I take baby back? At least he or she will live. That's the role that baby box has played. It has given alternative, and so through it, so many children have been saved. So baby box is not the cause of abandonment. It is a method of abandonment. Cause has already been caused by the law itself. So people tend to get confused at the cause and effect. I just want to point that out to you.
Close us in prayer.
그 내가 저 은혜 받은 찬양 하나 연주하면 할게요.
Oh, he wants to perform an Amazing Grace with his clarinetto.
What a surprise for us. We had no idea. Awesome.
사실 시간이 없다 그래 가지고 그냥 3분의 1로 줄여서 이렇게 이야기를 했는데 이렇게 끝까지 안 가시고 계시는 거 보니까 좀 이렇게 내 레퍼토리 때로 이렇게 했으면 좋았을 뿐 했다는 생각이 듭니다.
So he said that he cut down because of the limitation in time. He cut down his testimony into one third, and despite that, imagine how long it would be. In some churches, he spoke like hour and a half. But anyway, thank you so much for having stayed with me all throughout, and just really want to appreciate all of you. 하신 다음에 축복으로 끝내주세요. 기도로
이제는 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 은혜와 아버지 하나님의 그 기나신 사랑하심과 성령님의 위례교통 통치하심이 오늘 하나님의 말씀을 듣고 주의 사람으로 살기를 원하는 하나님을 사랑하고 이웃을 사랑하며 보이지 않는 하나님을 보여주는 창으로 살기를 원하는 모든 심령, 심령들 머리위에 가정위에 자녀위에 또 하시는 모든 일위에 복음을 위해서 고난에 자원한 모든 심령들 머리머리위에 이제부터 영원토록 함께 있을지어다. 아멘. 할렐루야.
감사합니다. Thank you, Pastor Lee and Steve Morrison. I just have a couple of announcements here, and so I just want to say thank you again to Pastor Lee. I hope everyone enjoyed. Hope everyone enjoyed his talk as much as I did, and what an incredible testimony and encouragement of a man living out his calling to serve and love those orphans affected with disabilities, and very talented, musically talented as well too, apparently. So at this time, I wanted to briefly share some information about our ministry and also give out some very necessary thank yous to the people that made this day possible. So first of all, on behalf of our ministry, we want to thank everyone here for coming out and joining us today. We're so encouraged and to see such a great turnout. I think it just goes to show the heart of the people and the community gathering over such an important topic. So Bridge is our ministry here at Lighthouse, and we are here to serve those individuals and families created with mental and physical disabilities. We exist to minister the gospel and connect those created with what we like to call God-designed abilities with the church and the world. So one of the things that Pastor Lee says is they are not the unnecessary ones in the world, and that God sent them here to earth with a purpose. So we strive to live that out, those words, and really make an effort to model our church body to that described in 1 Corinthians 12, where it gives us a picture of the importance of each member of the body and how each member is indispensable. So I would like to recognize some of the core team that really is at the heart of this mission. And so our core team, our Bridge core team, I don't know if they're all of them are here, there might be, but if you are here, if you could stand up if I name you. Zach Chen, Mei Pao, Mei Shiotsu, Jenna Tamita, Greg and Gina Hubert, Jen Shida, and our pastoral staff, Pastor Wayne Hu, and Pastor David Lee. Stand up and please be recognized. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, these are really the incredible folks that make up our core team, our true experts who are filled with unending experience, knowledge, and love. So if you have any questions about our ministry, we welcome those questions. Feel free to just go up to any one of them, and we'd be happy to answer those. So to the team, thank you all for your hearts and your commitment to the ministry. To the church leaders, the staff, elders, who not only support the ministry, but are actively pursuing ways to invest in it. So Lighthouse makes a clear effort to let families know that those families affected by disability are not only needy, but even more, they are needed in our church. So that's a direct quote from our head pastor, Kim Kira. So we want to thank you guys. And a few special thank yous that I really need to call out. So first, is Jen Shida here? She might be outside serving, of course. Jen Shida is pretty much the backbone of our ministry, I'd say. So just on today's event, the fact that we were able to organize childcare, food, setup, cleanup, coordination, all the emails that go out, none of that happens without Jen's master coordination and planning. So this event doesn't happen along with many other events, and maybe even our ministry doesn't exist without her. So thank you so much for your hard work and sacrifice and your heart for serving, Jen. Esther Lee, thank you, Esther, who graciously agreed to translate for us. Thank you so much. I met Esther a few days ago, and when she told me she never did anything like this before, expressed a little nervousness. I actually kind of was a little nervous myself too, but seeing how this went, like, you would think she does this for a living, right? So amazing job. Thank you so much for serving us in this way. Yes, sir. Yep. So I do have to mention Concha Creamery. So you guys had their ice cream outside. They're a local and popular, obviously, family-owned ice cream business. So they've taken over the South Bay by storm, right? Some of the best ice cream, you probably tasted. Concha donates a percentage of every ice cream sale to Pastor Lee's ministry and to MPEC. So they have been able to raise a really generous amount, and they've graciously supported Pastor Lee for the past year. So just a big thank you to them. And every time you purchase ice cream, just know that every sale will be directly helping Pastor Lee's ministry. So thank you, guys. And with that said, if you are interested in donating to Pastor Lee's ministry directly, excuse me, we'll have a donation box outside. And you can also do so through the website, mpac.com. Or if you've been to the website, the dropboxfilm.com, you can click on the donate button, and that'll actually direct you to MPAC's website. So once you get on the donation page on the site, there will be a section for Pastor Lee's Baby Box Ministry, so you can donate. You can donate there. So MPEC, you guys heard from Steve Morrison over here, which stands for the Mission to Promote Adoption of Kids. My good friend Steve Morrison, who's here today, also featured on the Dropbox film, as he mentioned, for a few minutes, right? He's the president of MPEC, really is the person who made this event possible. So fortunately, Pastor Lee comes to the States every year for their gala, and you know, I was able to just kind of catch him this week while he was here, and Steve was able to help coordinate for that for us. So thank you. We're so honored and grateful for you, Steve. Thank you. So last year, he talked about this a little bit less. Last year, the gala was really focused on, it was towards the orphans in Korea and in China with special needs. So actually, he said, I think he said 180,000. But I think we raised a little bit more than that, and some of those funds went to some of the orphanages in China. So just really an amazing night to be a part of. In China, a couple of the orphanages that Steve partners with houses children with HIV, right? So thank you. That was super cool. So I was gonna invite Steve to talk and briefly share, but he already did so. So. If you guys could just help me thank Steve Morrison and Pastor Lee once again, and his wife. Thank you. 감사합니다. They're going to be hanging out outside for a bit, so if you would like to meet, ask questions, and take pictures, maybe we could have somebody kind of coordinate maybe a line so everyone doesn't just jump on them. But before doing so, please pick up your children, okay? Please pick up your children. So thank you again to all the volunteers and the attendees again, and have a great day. God bless.